Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to REN's 2012 full year results presentation or conference call. I'm joined by Rui Cartacho, the CEO, and Gonçalo Morais Soares, the CFO. We will go through the presentation, and then, as usual, we'll open the floor for questions. Please.
Good afternoon. Thanks for attending. As you know, we yesterday presented the 2012 results of REN, and I just want to make a brief introduction and then give the floor to Gonçalo Morais Soares. Just to let you know that the final figures for 2012 were absolutely in line with our own expectations and with the budget, the internal budget the company had prepared in the beginning of the year. It was a difficult year, as you all know, and this year will still be also a difficult year. We really expect that from 2014 we will have resumed our best days, and we are reasonably satisfied with the operational increase of 8.9 EBITDA and with the net income result. Now, I will let Gonçalo Morais Soares walk you briefly through the presentation, and then we are, as usual, open to Q&A, and we'll try our best to answer your doubts. Thank you.
Good afternoon. So as we said, 2012 was a complex year, a special year for REN, Portugal going through a hard economic context. It was also a special year because of the second phase of our privatization and with the entry of the two new shareholders, State Grid and Oman Oil. We had a good operational performance with EBITDA growing 9%. And also in terms of operational efficiency, we continue to focus on that, and that translated into a good performance on the cost side with the core OPEX growing less than what asset remuneration grew. And that contributed to the 2.7 increase in net income and compensated the high financial cost. CapEx reduced significantly, around 42%, as was expected. It's also important to know that we concluded and we have important refinancing milestones with the recent 300 million bond issuance. We are now completely refinanced until the end of 2015. This was also helped by the recent BBB investment grade rating that we have by Fitch for the first time, and which places REN as the overall best rated company in Portugal. I will go directly through to slide number 4, and slide number 3 is just a summary of the main KPIs. In slide number 4, we can say that, or we can see that, as I said, CapEx reduced materially to around 201 million euros. This was very much expected and reflects the slowdown in investment in the electricity sector, as was explained in our investor day some months ago. This is very close to the value we announced at that investor day, and 2013 should also be in this area very stable, as most investments are already underway. Transfers to RAB reduced close to 25% and reflect somehow the reduction in CapEx, although they were somewhat compensated by the conclusion of the Sines LNG terminal expansion project. In slide number 6, or I'm sorry, in slide number 5, we can see that this increase in RAB, and that is what is important to note, is mainly concentrated on the electricity with premium part, which is the asset base where we achieve more than 11% in terms of rate of return. This has pushed average rate of return from 7.6 to 8.8. This was helped by the evolution of the base ROR, given the evolution of Portugal CDSs, but it is also a result of an efficient CapEx execution within regulatory targets. In slide number 6, we see in more detail how that increase in RAB translates. That RAB return can be split between, I'd say, one-fourth due to the increase of the asset base and approximately three-quarters due to the increase in the ROR, as we saw previously. On the gas side, as you know, for this year, the ROR is set at a fixed value of 8%. It should be noted that this increase in RAB is offset by the increase in the smoothing effect related to the Sines terminal, which was close to 8 million. Let me add just a brief comment that we at this stage continue to interact with the regulator regarding the new gas regulatory framework. Although we have no final news to advance now, a decision should only be made public in the second quarter of this year, we are confident that the framework will provide for good returns in the gas investments, and it should evolve or converge to a model similar to the one that we have in electricity. Going to slide number 7 and to operating costs, we can see that overall costs increase around 4%. External services increased due basically to cross-border costs in electricity. This is driven by higher imports of electricity this year in Portugal. We also have higher forest cleaning costs, which are basically pass-through costs. And we also had some non-recurring costs relating to the privatization process, which are not being fully compensated by lower O&M costs that we also have. Personnel costs increased mainly because of the company being no longer majority state-owned and then was able to reestablish the wage conditions that existed prior some years ago, namely wage conditions and the bonus payment. Part of these costs only occurred in the fourth quarter. As we are now pushing several efficiency and reorganization measures, we expect this cost to be more contained in 2013. In slide number 8, we can see that if we exclude the pass-through costs and only look at core OPEX, the increase in costs is similar and it's close to 4% versus 2012. This is mainly explained by the increase in personnel costs that I explained before, as well as by some of the privatization-related costs. Let's now look at slide number 9 and how all of this translates in terms of EBITDA. The increase of 9% is driven basically by the RAB remuneration increase that we covered before. Note that depreciation increases more than RAB, as this is related to last year RAB increases as much to this year's RAB increases. Other lands decrease as they are amortized, which is normal, and the gas smoothing effect also increases in the Sines terminal as it was included in RAB in 2012. Note that this smoothing effect should increase slightly in 2013 and then reduced gradually until 2016. Onwards evolution is explained by the lower capex that were included in RAB, and then the rest is basically explained by the evolution of interest on tariff deviations, which, as you know, may be negative or positive in any given year. Below EBITDA, and looking at slide number 10, we can see that depreciation evolution above RAB was slightly above RAV evolution, so slightly higher year-on-year because of the reasons that I explained before. Net financial income is clearly the item that increases more, and it increases around 32%, but and it's important to note at a lower pace than in previous quarters. This is explained mainly by the increase on the average cost of debt, which occurred late last year and resulting on average cost of debt going from 5.7%. So the increase in rate explains more or less two-thirds of the increase in net financial income. This increase is partially offset, as you can see, by the reduction in taxes, which is mainly due to some non-recurring impacts that we had in the second quarter, and that were also, on the opposite side, somewhat compensated by the increase in the tax rate during 2012. Slide 11 just summarizes the year 2012, where we can see, as we said, that the good operational performance helped and more than compensated the tough evolution of financial costs. We expect that this evolution will improve in the coming years. If you look at slide number 12 and look at net debt, you can see that overall net debt increased around 200 million. That was a slight reduction versus what we had in the third quarter, so it increased close to 9%. And one of the main explanations were tariff deviations, which, as you know, will be recuperated, and to the investment in HCB in Mozambique. Nevertheless, net debt to EBITDA improved slightly from 5 times at the end of 11 to 4.9 times now. More importantly, on the debt front, we are now completely refinanced for more than 2 years. In terms of maturity, when you use the CDB, the China Development Bank loans, at the end of 2013, it should go up to close to 5 years. Recent refinancings are all well below average cost of debt, and with the bond refinancing at the end of the year, cost should come down in a visible way, although only in 2014. In conclusion, and going to slide 13, I just wanted to say that despite the tough context of the year, we believe that REN was able to deliver another strong set of results. We remained a stable, growing company. Let me also mention that our refinancing process is basically done and that we will now be working on reducing our average cost of debt. On the international front, we are starting to scout for some opportunities in the market, as was said in the Investor Day, and we are confident that those opportunities do exist, but we will proceed carefully in this process. 2013 will be, in the business plan horizon, perhaps, as we said, one of the toughest years, with some decrease already in the domestic front, which will not yet be compensated by the decrease in financial costs, which will only occur in 2014, or by the return on international investment. That being said, we are confident on the gas regulation negotiations, and we are confident that cost efficiency measures will be able to compensate some less positive evolution on the rate of return. Thank you. And now Rui and myself will be available for any questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will now take our first question from Gonzalo Sanchez Bordona of PBI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. I was wondering if you could give us some concrete guidance in terms of EBITDA for 2013. What kind of evolution do you expect, and what assumptions are you taking on the CDS evolution in Portugal? If possible. I would like to know if, I guess no, because of what you just said, but I was wondering if the peak in cost of debt was reached in 2012, or do you still expect 2013 to show a higher cost of debt despite the recent refinances that were done at very good prices? And finally, I just wanted to have your views on the international expansion. I've been reading today in the press that we could see some contracts in Oman and some other places in Africa or Latin America during this year or next year. So I just wanted to have some flavor on that as well. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the question. Concerning the EBITDA, although we are not going to enter into the detail, as you know, normally we don't announce forecasts, but we are expecting to remain roughly flat in 2013. You notice that we have a very significant slowdown in CAPEX, and due to the inertia of our regulatory model, that starts to show basically on 2013. Let me also tell you that the level that we are now attained in the CAPEX effort is likely to remain more or less flat at about 200 euros a year for the coming years in Portugal. Most of the of our effort will now be in reducing the financial charges, and we think that we have several opportunities in the near future to start reverting the increasing trend that we have been seeing for more than 2 years now. We are taking several initiatives to achieve reductions in financial costs, but as Gonçalo Moraes Soares said, most of the result will be seen in 2014. And as you know, the most expensive portion of our debt comes due on December 2013. It would not be now we are too close to the maturity of that bond to make any early repurchase, but we are using several levers to try and start inverting the trend of financial charges. Also, in OPEX, we think that after the increase in 2013, where we had kind of a one-off effect, given that we had to reinstate the labor agreement clauses after 2 years of suspension, we are now resuming the program of cost containment, although here also the main results will show in the figures of 2014. Finally, as far as the international expansion is concerned, I also read that news about Oman. It was an answer to a question by a journalist yesterday, and the journalist just asked where was our framework agreement with Oman, how was it going, and I simply said that we are progressing and we will have some service agreements with Oman soon, but frankly it's not a relevant issue in this context. What may be relevant, but we don't have any projection as to the date where that will happen, is we are definitely looking and we are coordinating this prospection with our shareholders and first of all with our partners from State Grid. We are looking at several concessions outside of Portugal, where if we find a good rate of return and a low associated political risk, we may try to go for some assets, behind some assets. We are exploring both greenfield and brownfield opportunities, and we never know because we are basically looking at the opportunities as they come up, and we don't know beforehand when that will show in our bottom line. However, the overall picture is that we, in the medium term, we will definitely have some additional source of EBITDA coming from outside of Portugal in the medium term, as we said in the Investor Day. We don't know, frankly, the exact moment where that will arrive, but we have set up a small team that is very actively scouting potential opportunities, and we are doing that in coordination with State Grid. So that's as far as we can tell at this moment on international efforts. So to sum up, we definitely think that 2013, of course, will be a tough year. We'll try to make it to mitigate all the impact of the EBITDA slowdown through strong efforts in OPEX and also in financial charges. And We never know when we will start to see something on the international efforts, but more likely than not, the relevant figures will come later than this year. So that's about it.
Thank you very much.
We will now take our next question from Michael Carlton of Banco Santander.
Hi, good afternoon. Just two very quick questions. Have you actually drawn down any of the China Development Bank loan? And the other question is, given the sort of slowdown in CapEx, are you targeting a lower net debt to ratio at all? Thanks.
I will pass Gonçalo to the first part of the question, but I answer immediately concerning the second part of your question, which is we are targeting a net debt to EBITDA ratio of around between 4 and 4.3 on the horizon of, on 2016. That's our target. And we are, in this target, we are considering an investment outside of Portugal of up to 100 million euros. Of course, this may materialize or not, this figure. If it's lower, the slowdown, the decrease in our debt to EBITDA ratio will be stronger than the figures I just mentioned. The first part concerning the drawdowns of the CDB, I will explain to you.
In relation to the first question, the answer, the quick answer is no, we haven't drawn down because we don't need those. So the loans were done also to refinance the bond that we have at the end of 2013. So we only expect to draw down these loans further to the end of the year because we do not need to do it now. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
We will now take our next question from Felipe Esquivira of Espirito Santo. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I have three questions, if I may. In the cash flow statement, what are the 117 million that appears as financial investments? My second question will be, could you elaborate on net debt evolution for 2013, meaning working capital, tariff deviation, and capex for the year? And finally, have the government advanced in the possible divestment of the remaining stake, meaning if you know if they will use the 2000 accounts to lease their shares?
Could you repeat the first question, please? The first, you placed three issues.
Could
you repeat the first? Thanks.
No, the third one was in the government stake, the remaining stake.
What we didn't understand was the first, please.
The first one. In the cash flow statement appears in the investment part a financial investment of 170 million. If you can explain what is that and if that will revert, because it said in the part on net debt evolution that capex cash flow capex was 303 million and the capex in the announced capex 200, and I think the difference is that 170 million financial investment.
Okay, thanks. Concerning the first and second issues, Gonçalo will take those questions. Concerning the privatization, we know that the state's intention is to privatize the remaining 11%. However, we don't yet have any indication concerning the date of this privatization. What we, as the management team of Ariane, is trying to convey to the government is our strong interest in that this third stage is a full market operation, meaning that it wouldn't even be an ABB like in EDP, it would be a full market operation. And so that's as far as our opinion goes concerning this third stage. We know it's in the program that the Portuguese government signed with the European and IMF institutions. We know that they keep the intention, but we don't know, frankly, the detailed agenda. Now, the two other issues, Gonçalo will
answer. So the 117 million is related to a deposit that we have made, which is a slightly longer term, and so the auditor classified it as financial investment. I think that if you want, then Fernandes can give you a little bit more color on what it is. Relating guidance, as we said, we don't give specific guidance, but we already told you that CapEx next year should be very much in line with what we have this year and with what we said in Investor Day. So I would say something around the 200 million. Other working capital issues, there isn't anything strange. I would say that would happen during next year. Of course, the tariffs, their variations in any given year may be positive or negative, and I'd say are very difficult to anticipate. Apart from that, I wouldn't expect anything very, very strange to happen. Okay.
Just to give a quick compliment to what Gonçalo just said. So net debt should stabilize, and we are projecting a flat level of net debt or possibly a slight decrease. That's our current best projection, and I wouldn't go into more detail on this.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. We will now take our next question from Carolina Dores of Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for taking my questions. I have two questions. The first one, it's what kind of interest rate do you receive at your regulatory receivables? And the second one is that if you have any visibility or any color on the gas regulatory review that is going to happen in the mid of this year. Thank you very much.
Concerning the first part of your question, the regulatory receivables are remunerated currently at Euribor plus 50 basis points, although we are arguing now in the new regulation for natural gas for a kind of remuneration closer to with spreads close to our debt costs, at least in marginal terms. Concerning the gas, the natural gas regulation, what we can tell you is what is our position. As you know, the last word is to the regulator, but we have been engaged in very frequent exchanges with the regulator and also with the Ministry of Energy, to the effect that we are arguing for an indexation of the rate of return to the market conditions, as was done with electricity. And in this respect, we are confident that will be the case. And we are arguing on having a close overall level of remuneration in gas as we have in electricity. So this is about what I can tell you about the natural gas regulation at this stage. We will have further news in April as the regulator will put forward its proposals until the 15th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. As there are no further questions at this time, I would like to hand the call back to the speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for being here. You know where we are. If you have any further questions, please let me know. And if not, have a nice weekend. Thank you. Bye.